An alarm sounds on Veronica Johnson's phone 3 times a day. Then she prays for people she's already lost to COVID-19. The Lee County election supervisor also prays for her daughter, who's a nurse at Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital in Albany, the epicenter of an outbreak that's hit Southwest Georgia harder than just about anywhere else in the country.
I'll be honest, it's getting a little scary.
She and the rest of Georgia's 159 elections directors are navigating a new reality of running an election, on a new voting system, no less, in a time where Georgians are being asked to stay home and avoid being around other people.
This is very unprecedented, and I've been doing this 20 years, and I can't wrap my head around everything that needs to be done right now.
It's not just a problem in Southwest Georgia or counties hit hard by coronavirus. GPB News and the Georgia News Lab contacted more than 70 Georgia elections officials across the state in the last week. There are a lot of what-ifs about poll workers, polling places, and a push to get people to vote by mail. In Jefferson County near Augusta, Elections Director Susan Gray says she worries about the health of those who conduct the election.
Most of my poll workers average 68 to 70 years of age in Jefferson County. And I'm 67.
That puts them, like many poll workers, at a heightened risk for coronavirus. Gray said she knew of at least 4 people in her county that had doctor's orders not to show up and work, and that's before the March 24th presidential primary was postponed. Other counties that use churches, senior centers, and other private buildings to cast their votes are running into issues as well. Places like Lowndes and Paulding County say some locations don't want to be used as polling places in a pandemic. Republican House Speaker David Ralston and Georgia's Republican congressional delegation are asking the state to delay the election by a month. But just moving things could be a challenge. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, also a Republican, says it would take legislative action. There are other deadlines and timelines to consider, says Susan Gray with Jefferson County.
Well, the thing that it creates is that the more you push it, the more it's going to affect the November general election.
This week, all 6.9 million active voters will receive an absentee ballot application in the mail, as the Secretary of State's office is encouraging people to vote absentee. That's a lot of paper for county elections officials to process, something Bartow County Elections Director Joseph Kirk says will take some adjustment to. There are about 70,000 registered voters in his county. If people do switch...
This is the first time I think I'm going to move my absentee balloting counting process off-site and find a bigger facility to house it.
But Kirk says absentee by mail voting is still the best option to mitigate the spread of coronavirus, especially in hard-hit Bartow. Every day brings a new challenge, and Veronica Johnson in Lee County says a lot of things are just wait and see.
It's a lot more hours, a lot more stress, a lot more creativity, trying to figure out how we're going to adjust and do things in a different way.
But whatever happens in these next few weeks, Johnson says voters should be confident in the electoral process.
Even though we've started at a disadvantage, failure's not an option.
For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.